Micha Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph. So now you're in pain as if you're giving birth. The worst pain that a person can imagine. I had a kidney stone in 2014. I'll never forget it. It was the worst ever. And I have heard many comedians, women, say, aha, now you get it. Men don't get it from the inside. I don't wish it on anybody. I don't wish it on women who are having babies either. It turns you inside out. And maybe finally we're being turned inside out. Maybe we're going to change a little bit. But now many nations are gathering against you. So we're imagining, we're talking about the ingathering of exiles of the time of Mashiach. Now, these days, when the nations gather against you, it's, as we have seen, always bad news. Ha'omrim techenof, who say, let her be guilty. Pesachas b'tzion einenu, and our eyes will gaze on Tzion. So this is a very strange phrasing. So when the time comes, right before Mashiach, the nations think, okay, here we go. You're finally going to get called on the carpet for your genocide. You're finally proclaimed guilty. If you didn't hear this, at the time I'm recording this, Zoran Mamdani had this to say about the terrible, I'm sure paid, anti-Semitic gathering outside Parkey Synagogue just because of Nefesh B'Nefesh. And he said, well, when you break international law and you're going to do something absolutely genocidal and immoral, that's what you get, because Jews don't have a right to anything. So they say, Techenov, let her be guilty. Our eyes will gaze on Tzion. We're going to watch. We're going to see. You're going to be destroyed again. Woohoo, we're ready. But Yud Beis Vehema lo yadu machshavos Hashem. None of these goyim, none of these nations who are exulting over our downfall understand or know or perceive the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why were they inspired to march against the Jewish people? Why is it that in London, 300,000 people are marching over a bridge to scream about Jews? Why in Paris, in New York, in Seattle, Portland, Washington, D.C., everywhere where all these protesters have been for the last couple of years? What is really bringing them all together? They don't know. They don't understand Hashem's counsel. Hashem is gathering them like sheaves to be threshed on a threshing floor. They're being gathered together to make it easier to chop them down. Halavai. If you think about the Nuremberg rallies, if you think about tens of thousands of Nazis gathering in Germany in the 1930s, what did happen to Germany in the end? B-2 bombers destroying Dresden. When they're all gathered together in one place, it's easier to cut them down. It's small consolation to the 93% of Lithuanian Jewry that was wiped out in death camps. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has a plan. Yud Gimel Kumi Vadoshi Bas Tzion. Time for you now. Arise and get working on the threshing. Daughter of Tzion, Ki Karnech Asim Barzel. I will make your horn into iron to gore them. Ufarso Sayich Asim Nechusha. I will make your hooves copper. The metaphor of us being the horse. We're going to have metal hooves to thresh, to crush beneath us our tread. Iron dome, perhaps? Vahadikos amim rabim. You're going to crush many nations. Vacharamti laHashem bitzam. And you'll devote their plunder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, vacharamti, I will devote their plunder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is interesting. So in Zechariah, there's a nevuah at the end of Zechariah, which we'll get to, Be'ezer Hashem. And that on the bells of the horses, it's going to say Kodesh LaHashem. So what they gathered from robbery and violence, the Chelom La'adon Kol Ha'aret, and their wealth is going to go to the Lord of the entire earth. So everything that they got through ill-gotten gains, there was a database just started up over this weekend about all the art looted by the Nazis, and I always find that interesting. Because at this point, it's small consolation to talk about the art and all the art museums that is now being identified. The internet demanded, and so it is getting, a public accounting of what happened to all the Nazi-looted treasures that came from Jewish homes. I'd rather have the Jews back than the artwork. But sooner or later, there's a reason for the Excel spreadsheet. Yadalat ata tisgodidi bas gedud. Gather yourselves in troops, you daughter of troops. So now we're talking to the Goyim, says Rashi. To the Kastim. Now, as opposed to the far-flung future when good things are going to happen to the Jews and revenge is going to be Hashem's, but for now, why don't you all gather together? Which is what I said a minute ago, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're actually gathering yourselves together to be threshed out of existence, but make your gathering. Make your little anti-Semitic protest. Make your parade. Time to get together. Matzor sam aleinu. Hashem has laid siege to us. The siege that's coming. Matzor sam aleinu. He has laid siege to us. But it's not a capital H. He. It's not Kadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, some say it is capital H HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Gog Magog are going to besiege Yerushalayim, so many of the people who say it's a lowercase h is talking about the Goyish nations that all gather together to destroy Yerushalayim. So, make your gedud. But tiskodudu, lo tiskodudu, in that sense, means cut yourself. So, you're going to be punished severely for laying siege to Yerushalayim. Bashevet yaku al halichi. Eis shofei Yisrael, with a rod, they strike the judges of Yisrael on the cheek, smacking right in the face. So how was it that Bavel could succeed in destroying the Beis HaMikdash? Because Klal Yisrael treated its Nevi'im and judges with such disrespect that they slapped them around, as they were wont to do. As unfortunately we all do. We take Al Talmid HaChachamim and we smack them around, instead of listening to what it is that they've been telling us and warning us all along. So yeah, make your big gathering. You think it's going to be good for you. In the end, it's going to be terrible for you. But the only reason you have permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to succeed is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us for what we did wrong to our own leaders who were worthy of the title, as opposed to the leaders we saw throughout Perek Gimel who were terribly unworthy of their positions of leadership.